tenho amigos falsos.
Eu não penso mais em nada, vida amargurada. Mas sempre tô calmo e assim sigo na minha estrada. Essa tá intocada, meu drip exala. Esses mano falso querendo pular na bala. Mas cê sabe que não, não vão, mas cê sabe.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
It's poison. It's fucking poison. It's fucking poison. How do people drink this? Disgusting. Ugh. Yuck. Blech. Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Sunday, January 8th, 2023. I am Luigi with the American branch of PNN, the Pole News Network. Network of Pole News. There's an entire web of secret Pole News, underground news that you don't even know about. You don't even know about this crazy secret society of news. You're not privy to it. Maybe someday you will be, but you're not right now. But maybe you could be. Maybe you could be if you get involved. Push the white race forward. Push the white race forward. I can get through a fucking sentence without stumbling. Stumbly, Lou. Stumble, stumble. Okay, what's the show going to be today? Who knows? Random, crazy fucking show. Let's see if we can even get a fucking show out of today. Let's see if we can get it going. Let's get going with the show. Let's get going. You ready to get going? I'm ready to get going. I'm ready to fucking get going. This fucking mic fix. It's bending under its own weight. You can't even see me talking because my arm's blocking it. My hands are moving. But break this thing. Okay. Okie dokie. Here we go. Warhammer 40,000 Primaris Paint. Holy crap. Don't scroll, Lou. Fool. Don't scroll. Leave it exactly how it is. Foolish, Lou. Warhammer 40K Primaris Painted Space Marine Ultramarine Conversion Exclusive. Guys, holy fuck, look at this. We gotta get it now. Look at this. It's Ukraine colors. We got Ukraine. Russia warship. Go fuck yourself, Russia warship. Oh, it's... Look, for the small price of $472. But look, just because I have merely watched this auction, I've received an offer from him for $372. Holy shit, if I don't accept it now, I might miss out, guys. I might miss out. I'm saving over $100. Saving $100. $100 doll hairs on this miniature. Look at this. I feel like the goofy eyes. You can't see it. You guys can't see. You guys can't see the goofy eyes. There's goofy eyes. Incredibly goofy eyes. He's looking in two different directions. Goofy eye, man. Very funny. Yeah, wow. The funniest part of this is that it is now confirmed that this was bullshit. This Russian warship, go fuck yourself, was complete bullshit. Complete bullshit. You may need to revision your flag a little bit. A little update. But holy fuck. $400 for that? That's just... And look. One sold, guys. You can't see. Now you can, kind of. One sold. How did that... Who bought that? Who the fuck bought that? Yeah, this is awesome, guys. This is awesome. $500. Let's go. Let's go, Ukraine. So stupid. So fucking retarded. Whenever there's a way to start the day, a fucking $500 Ukraine space marine that is using a false meme. I mean, that's like Trump drinking bleach. My own family thought Trump said that. I'm like, Trump, those words never came out of Trump's mouth. He never said to inject bleach. He never said to drink bleach. Neither of those things came out of his mouth. He said, wouldn't it be great if you could put some sort of UV disinfectant inside of somebody? Wouldn't that be amazing? Yeah, it would be. It would be fucking cool. It'd be good technology that they're now creating. Wow. So stupid. People, oh my God. They kerfuffled about the stupidest shit, and we're sending trillions to Ukraine. Trillions! I don't care if it's not true, it feels like it. Trillions. Whatever, billions, hundreds of billions. There we go, that's real. I don't need to exaggerate, it's good. Billions is good enough. don't know, in this economy, with this inflation, it should be trillion, shouldn't it? We should be giving Ukraine trillion. They just trinted. I mixed trillion and print. They trinted, printed $1 trillion just a moment ago, the Congress did. Yes, they did. Fucking a trillion more for Ukraine. A trillion for Israel. I'd be sarcastic if you guys aren't catching it. If I have to fucking explain sarcasm to you people. I don't think I do. I don't think I do. Whatever, first thread. First thread posted by Meme Flagget Pirate. I told you, Connie, 2024 was always nothing but a meme. Ralph is a nostalgia critic. Okay. I hate this guy so much, but I'll play just a moment of his video. Just a moment. So I don't have to explain it.
Trusted reporters of Hollywood Insider.
Where's the volume?
Insider information and gossip.
Where's the fucking volume? Where's the volume? Why do I hear nothing? Maybe I need to enable my... Oh my god, I hope nothing's playing in the background. Holy shit. There we go. Now I can hear it. Just like you guys can hear it. Can you hear it? You could, but I couldn't. Crazy. When does that ever happen? The viewers can hear something that the streamer can't. Maybe that happens more than I know. Here we go.
Trusted reporters of Hollywood Insider information and gossip. This guy has got so many predictions right over the years. He's illegal.
This guy has got so many things right over the years. This guy's got so many things right. What? I don't know. The last rumor I saw on the site was Nick Fuentes was sleeping with Catboy Cammy. Well, whatever he came of that. Do we ever get that sex tape? Did that sex tape ever drop? I'm still waiting on it. Still waiting on that sex tape, Poe News Central. I know you're just joking around with that. I'll give you a hard time over it. Whatever happened with that rumor, Poe News Central? Is he sleeping with Capo Camera? Where's the sex tape? Where's the sex tape of Sam Bankman Fried? Where the fuck did that thing go, Salt? Where'd that go, Salt? Where'd that go? Whatever, I'm guilty of these things as well. I make hopeful assumptions as well. I'm sure I've emailed Poe News Central or something that I was like, I'm like, this is going to happen, but I'm not going to talk about it in my show because I know I'm going to be wrong. I don't know. Call me out in a quote. I don't know how would you can't call me out. Ha ha, I win. I'm the only one with a platform where I can actually speak and you can't. Ha ha ha. I don't know. Well, Poe News Central changed the entire background of his site or something. I don't know. You guys like my AI-generated... my AI-generated thingy-mabobber? My thumbnails! That's the word. Fuck. I forget words randomly. And I flip-flop words a lot. Whatever. I'm retarded. Half my brain's melted or something. I was dropped on my head as a child. I dropped myself on my head as a child. I was like, it's a true story, guys. You ready for a true loose story? Here's a true... I'm pretty sure I said this in one of my audio-only shows a long time ago. But we'll say it again. Why not? I could probably say it a couple of times. I don't have very many viewers. When I was a child, a lone child, we lived on a warehouse lot, and it was all cement. It was all nothing but fucking cement, guys. Cement as far as the eye could see. It was a parking lot because it used to be a business, but we were living there, so whatever, because I'm poor. So we were living in that business place. So I lived in next to this shop. It was so fucking scary as a child. It like would make all these weird noises, like howling, and because it was a giant fucking like factory. Imagine a giant, just a huge fucking like a warehouse, okay? A giant empty warehouse that no one's using, but we're living in it because we're paying rent or something. It's just weird. But we're living in the warehouse. I was living in a room next to the warehouse, but it was so fucking creepy and weird. Guys, it was so creepy and weird. It scared the fucking shit out of me as a child. Like something was gonna come out of there and kill me. But one day I got a hair up my butt. I was like, you know, these cartoons are so weird. When they slip on the banana peels, is that real? Can you really slip on a banana peel in real life?
SpongeBob, how's it going?
Patrick, banana peel, don't!
Why did you say?
Oh no!
Hey, what the?
Wait a minute, Patrick.
So I went outside and I put a banana peel out on the cement, and I said, I wonder what it would be like to slip and fall on the cement. So I stepped on the banana peel and I slipped just like the cartoons, guys. Just like the cartoons. It's just like the cartoons, guys, except what the cartoons don't tell you is there's in real life there's pain. In real life there is pain. Pain exists in real life. Oh, and I got a fucking heaping helping of it, and it was delicious. Pain. Teach me. Teach me. Delicious pain. I slammed my head into that concrete so fucking hard, guys, I tasted cement. Literally. Quite literally. That is the perfect word. I tasted it. In my mouth. Iron. That might have been blood. I don't... Holy fuck, I hit my head hard. I went to the ER and they scanned my brain and everything, and it was okay, I guess, but I hit it fucking hard. I hit my head hard. I flattened it like a pancake. So I'm sure there's some damage in there. There's some autism beaten into that sucker. Where'd that even come from? Where was that story come from? I don't know. Brain damage. I'm brain damaged. Kanye West is in a psycho ward. Oh yeah, we were watching Ethan Ralph and they're brain damaged or something. I don't know. They're retarded. If I'm retarded, they're 10 times as retarded.
Advisor and lawyer to a bunch of Hollywood celebrities. This is his blind item. He says, rapper has been receiving full-time mental health care for a little more than the past week. Arrangements have been made to keep things as secret as possible and prevent them from becoming public for the time being. He has a long way to go, and he can retrieve his phone and leave at any time. But things are still pretty touch and go. So,
okay, no more of Ethan, no more of that dude. Done. Man, if they got Yee and he is in a mental ward now, holy shit. That is bad. That is bad because he has to do whatever they say. Fuck, it depends. What state is he in? That's the thing, I don't know what state Yee is in. It's a state-by-state basis, the law regarding that, if they could take you against your will or not. Fuck, man, they might have got his mom and dad to sign some paper. Ooh, you want a couple $1 million? Sign your son's life away. I mean, holy shit, these Jews are dirty, man. They're dirty. And once they got him in there, they got him. They got him. But I don't know. This all seems like bullshit to me. If this is true, this is bad. This is very bad for us. In the Yee movement of Yee, this is incredibly bad. Hope it's not real. Hope it's not true. I'm gonna err on the side of what Lou wants and say this is bullshit. Plus, I don't like these people. These are the biggest grifters. And this guy over here, you guys can't see him. Let me make myself invisible. This guy right here. This guy on the right-hand side, when he speaks, he sounds so faggy. He is the biggest faggot-sounding faggot I've ever heard. This guy states that he is straight. Dude, this dude is gayer than gay. This dude's a faggot, dude. He likes ass. Dude's gay. Okay, enough of that. Dude likes men. And this dude's just fat. I mean, he's fat. He's twice as fat as I am. And he has... 3 times the viewers. Maybe his viewers are proportional to his size. Whatever. I've been pigging out a little, but I haven't gained any weight, which is good. Yeah, I'm not pigging out too bad. Staying just the same, but I need to go down, so... Lou needs to get into it. Lou needs to fucking snap into it, man. Lou, get into it, Lou. Do as you do, not as you say. Holy fuck, Lou, let's go. Blah, blah, blah. Slap myself a little bit. Get going, Lou. Get going. Whatever, I'm working enough. It'll come. It'll come. End of this month, I guarantee you. Guarantee you there will be changes at the end of this month and everything will go back to how it used to be. No more drains. No more drains on Lou's progress. He will become thin, fit Lou very quickly. And maybe more activism will come as well. More activism as well when Lou doesn't have to fucking do 20 things after he gets off work, including his amazing show of news that you guys are invited to and welcome to and hope you're enjoying so far. I think that was it. Was that it? Oh, I guess I could do this thread too. I have this thread too. I told you guys this was going to be a crazy shenanigan random show. We don't really have a lot of news today. Maybe I'll go over Pro News Central. Because there ain't much. Eggs are expensive now. I heard people at work talking about it. Oh my god! I'm so glad I talked to you. Holy fuck. This is going to be secretly an amazing show. Guys, secretly an amazing show. Okay. Today, I had multiple customers, guys, come in. Because it gets busy and there's like a bunch of people online. But whatever. I talk to them sometimes. I'm not very chatty. But they were talking about the guy that got hit in his chest. The guy that got hit in his fucking chest, guys. Okay, they were talking about it. Okay, but I was prepared this time. I was fucking prepared. Last time I was not ready, so I just stayed out of the conversation just to listen to what they were saying. Okay, this time I like had played over in my head what I would say if it happened. And it happened! And I was ready! So I was like, okay, so I didn't want to be super blunt. I didn't want to be like, it was the vax. You know, I didn't want to do that. So I wanted to go roundabout. I wanted the normies to get to it on their own. I wanted them to get to it with their own brains so they would be like, oh, I'm all clever and like, I don't know, you know, go blab about it to other normies or some shit because they're all feel proud about themselves. You know how they are. You know how the normies are. So I wanted to try to lead them to it. Lead them to the answer. Anyways, so they're all talking about it. He's like, man, it was crazy. And the guy got hit in his chest with the ball and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, yeah, isn't it kind of... How did that happen? You know, get hit with the chest. Don't they have pads? Do they have pads? I'm like asking him, you know, do they have pads? He's like, yeah, oh yeah, they have pads. But you know, I mean, that's what's crazy about it, man. He got hit in his chest with the pads and it killed him. And I'm like, he's like, it happens in hockey, you know, when the hockey puck hits the goalie. I'm like, well, yeah, man. I mean, if I got hit in the head with a hockey puck, I'd die instantly. You know, I'd get comatose or something. I get it, man. I get it. But I've never heard of someone getting hit in the head with a football and going into a coma. The dude fucking straight up laughed out loud. He's like, you know, he got it. I'm like, I never heard of someone get hit with a football and, you know, he got it. But he's like, yeah, but you know, blah, blah, blah. But he kept going. And then I'm like, you know, also, it's been happening. And then he kept trying to say it to something else. And I'm like, you know, yeah, that's true, but it's been happening to a lot of sports people lately. Haven't you noticed that? It's just happened to a lot of sports people lately, just randomly passing out like that. I've never seen that before. Pretty crazy, huh, about that. You just have to, with these normies, guys, you can't just tell them outright. It'll go in one ear out the other. You have to suckle it into their consciousness. You have to lead them on a little bit. They get it. They get it. They'll go home. They'll talk to their friends. They'll be like, yeah, well, yeah, what about all those people passing out in sports? That is kind of weird, isn't it? That is Hey, Julie, didn't you hear about that? Was that guy passing out? Isn't it kind of weird that a lot of sports people are passing out? Yeah, Carl. You hear about the guy passing out? Isn't it kind of weird? And it just goes like that. It's like a chain. You gotta seep the... it's like a virus. You gotta set the mind virus out there, guys. But you gotta make them think that it's their idea. That's how you do it. How you do it. You can't just be you can't just say it's the Jews in real life. It's how I wanted to so many times, and I just had to keep my mouth shut. Not for long. I'll figure ways to seep it like I did today. It was just so perfect how I did it. So great. The guy got it. Expensive eggs. Eggs are $10 a piece. In America. Regular shitty eggs from Kroger. Why are you shopping at Kroger? Don't know, but shitty eggs. Limit two per customer. Don't buy too many. Don't get scared. Don't get scared. We're running out of eggs, Goyim. Don't get scared. You might panic buy. We don't want anybody to panic buy. Just buy like normal. Buy one or two. Don't buy 10. Then there's none for nobody else if you do that. You can't do that. You got to be friendly and share. Don't be a nigger. Don't have nigger mentality. Don't be a nigger and buy all the baby formula and resell it on eBay. Don't do that. That's bad. That's nigger mentality. Don't do that. Don't buy baby formula with your food stamps and then resell it on eBay for real money. Don't do that. Don't do that, nigger. Don't do that, stupid nigger. I'm going to do this whole episode without reading a single post. I've noticed I haven't done that a single time this episode, and I will continue not to. And I will stumble over my sentences over and over again without caring, because that's what I do on Pornos America. The greatest show on earth. A stone toss is a Nazi thread. Low quality, don't care. Small dick energy, don't care. Comfy happy in Ukraine, General. I haven't gotten in like 10 of those threads. Don't care. PTG has been pretty good lately. Let's see what they're doing. Dell plans to phase out Chinese-produced computer chips. Okay. That's stupid, PTG. That's fucking retarded. That's fucking stupid. Okay, cool. You're phasing out computer chips by when? 2060? 2070? When is the factory in Arizona even completed? Could someone give me a date? I was right. I said it was going to start in 20... It was going to start next year and be done in 2026. And I was right. I was fucking right. So we're not even getting... The factory is not even done until 2026. So how are they... So they're phasing it out for what? In what? 10 years? 20 years? Okay, cool. See you in 10 years, Dell. Worthless. 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 Disappointed, PTG. You've been kicking it out of the park lately. You let a kike make the thread. There's riots in Brazil. They're mad at Bolsonaro's in Florida. No, that's not why. They're mad that he lost, but they're rioting or something. And Bolsonaro's in Florida eating Publix ice cream. It's pretty delicious. The vanilla's pretty good. Oh, I gotta read some comments today. We gotta read some comments from the Goy Slop episode. Where's my 20 likes? Hit the fucking like button, you assholes. Hit the fucking like button. It's not hard. I just clicked it fucking twice. I did two of your jobs for you, you fucks. I wish it counted for you. I wish I could just do this for you. I'll do it for you, lazy fuck. Look, I've done it 20 times, you fucks. I've done it 30 times, you fucks. It's not hard. Click the button, you fuckers. I don't shill money, but I'll shill the like button. I'll shill that fucking like button. I'll shill it like a motherfucker. It's what's worthless is free. Hit the button. Thank you. I appreciate it. I fucking appreciate it. Thank you for hitting the fucking button, you asshole. You bless me with your fucking benevolence. Thank you. Master, thank you. Ender says, if you add extra pickles and McChicken sauce to your double cheeseburger, you'll never go back. Do you mean... I assume you mean Big Mac sauce. You have to mean Big Mac sauce. There's no such fucking thing as McChicken sauce for all you non-fast fooders out there. There's no McChicken sauce. They don't put McChicken. It's called mayonnaise. McChicken sauce, you mean mayonnaise? If you mean McChicken sauce, it's mayonnaise. Do you literally go to the guy and you say, please put some McChicken sauce on it? It's fucking mayonnaise, dude. Oh, I'm snorting. You got me to snort. You got me to snort with the McChicken sauce. I hope you meant Big Mac sauce, because that's an actual thing that you could put on there that would be delicious. I've never ordered that, and I would feel like an asshole ordering that. Please put Big Mac sauce and extra onions on my burger. I've ordered extra onions on the burger one time, and I felt like an asshole doing that. I just feel like... Guys, you have to assume they have the lowest quality help in these fast food places. We're talking bottom of the barrel. I mean, just look at these people. They look so bad. Just look at them. That's all I'm going to say. Just look at them. Just next time you go to a fast food place, really look over the person that you're ordering from. And if you can't see them, goddamn, invest into some fucking glasses, because having a clear reality is important. Okay? Look at these people. Just look at them. Look at the clothes they're wearing. Look how dirty the clothes are. Look how kept their hair and stuff is. Just look at them. Smell them. Get close to them and smell them. Smell these people. Smell them. I mean, fuck, man. These are disgusting, bottom of the barrel people. Be a Sherlock. Be as if you are Sherlock Holmes, okay? Think Sherlock Holmes didn't sniff people. He sniffed every motherfucker he came across. Sherlock Holmes had the snaz of a hound. Okay, that dude could smell oil on a piece of paper. Okay, or something. And he knew what brand of oil it was. Okay, he was insane. It was Sherlock Holmes. He had a snaz of a Doge, Shiba Inu, Sidokin. Oh, I know. You told me how to say your name one episode. Sidokin, I believe it is. I believe is how you say it. If I'm saying it wrong, please just fucking slap me. Sidokin. I think it's Sidokin. Holy fuck, if I'm saying it wrong, just kill me. Anytime I eat at McDonald's, I feel like shit for a whole day. It's been about 4 years since the last time I had it. That's good. I think it's been... When was the last time I had McDonald's? I Hardee's / Carl's Jr. recently, but I don't know. I haven't had Carl's... I don't know. I haven't had McDonald's in over a month, I think. At least over a month. They raised their prices. Their drinks used to only be a dollar. I used to go there every morning, guys, just because it was on the way into town. And we would pass it every morning. So it's like, just might as well just go to McDonald's. It's right there. Got breakfast and everything. It was great. Love McDonald's breakfast, but you get tired of it. You know, it's McDonald's. You get tired of everything. You do a lot. But it's just shit food. It's shit. It's all shit. It's all bad for you. But it was nice when the drinks were a dollar and the app had a lot of deals. It was nice. A lot of free shit. Even if you didn't eat a lot. I would rather talk about coal and fasting. Hopefully that will be the end of this month to next month or sooner. Hopefully. I don't know. Got a lot on my plate. Guys, you don't even know. This was the best. This was the best post. Ariel F. I think this is a whammon. I think this is a whammon, but a wise whammon. If you're not a whammon, sorry. Whatever. Male energy? I don't know. I don't know. Who cares? Who cares what gender it is? Who the fuck gives a fuck? It's a genius comment. It's a genius comment one way or the other. It is the little tiny onions. I ordered quarter pounder with tiny onions. If you do, remember, do not drive while eating a quarter pounder with tiny onions. They fall off and go everywhere in your car. True goy slop. Dude, you're right. Dude, 100%. The onions are the best part. The little tiny shaved onions are the best, man. I get extra. I get extra. It's the only thing I'll order extra of. It's just, oh, man, those onions are the best. I have to. Like, more. More of them. Give a little more. I need onion breath. They're delicious. Their big onions, though, are fucking disgusting. The ones they put on the quarter pounders are fucking horrible. They're disgusting. Taste horrible. I would just not even get the quarter pounder. Just get a McDouble. Get a McDouble. And if you feel really fatty, get the quad cheeseburger thing. I don't know. It's disgusting. It's way too much cheese. It's horrible. But if you want to feel like a fat ass, get that thing and ingest it. Cure for COVID says, I like future Lou almost as much as past Lou. I don't know. Future Lou's pretty based. He does a lot of editing. Past Lou gets to do all the fun stuff. I get to do all the fun stuff. I'm past Lou. I'm talking to myself like I'm in the third person. I'm right here. Past Lou is right here. Hi. Past Lou is here. Present Lou. Present Lou turns into past Lou. I have multiple forms. Present past Lou is a fickle, maniacal beast that has crazy super time travel powers. I'm like the riddle of the Sphinx. I'm the riddle of the Sphinx itself. That episode I named Riddle of the Sphinx. I am the riddle of the fucking Sphinx. A man, a baby, and an old geezer. That's me. Meh. There's not really much left, guys. We're running thin on show. We're running thin. We're running out of show. It's running out. It's running out. We're quickly. Ooh, tits. That's nice. It's probably a man. Is it a man? Women support trans women. Oh, it is a man. I knew it. How do I know? How is it so easy to know? It's just something about the skin. It's something about the skin. It's hard to tell you, but it's just... It's the skin. It's the skin. Even if you're hot and you're semi-attractive, it's like once you get in there and you kind of look closer, you know, it all unravels. The facade unravels. As soon as your dick unravels, the facade unravels. Blacks beat Jew to... A pulp of shit. Oh my god, based. Holy fucking niggers. Holy. Wow! The power of niggers, dude. The power of niggers! Wow! They're using their power for something good. Wow. I gotta go in this thread. I don't want to read any of it, though. I'm not gonna read any of it. Oh, look, a Jew talking on a phone. And the policemen are beating them up. Yes, yes. I endorse no violence. This is a show of peace. This is a show of peace. We endorse no violence, okay? But it's funny. We're gonna laugh at it. This American says, what if this becomes a trend? I'm not gonna. I almost did it. If someone hypothetically said that this might become a trend, I would also agree that this does seem as if it is becoming trend-like. Though I will not read out your post, Anon, because I would ruin the episode, because I almost did it. I was so close. I was so good, but I didn't get to that period. I didn't get to the period, so it doesn't count. See how easy it is to make up Jewish rules? Got a Red Deer post still alive after 3 vaccines. Last shot was the end of 2021. When will I finally die? Well, first off, since you say 3 vaccines, you probably took Pfizer, which was the safest of the shitty vaccines, okay? What happened to all the people that took Moderna and AstraZeneca? What happened to those people? What about them? Are they not important anymore? What about those people, Red Deer Anon? What about those people? Also, reading the front posts of this board don't count. That doesn't count. That doesn't count, all you rule faggots out there trying to get me for some rule. No, I'm reading the front of the board. It doesn't count. It doesn't count unless I'm in the thread reading posts. It doesn't count. We're reading titles here. We're reading titles on this page. It's called Jewish Nageling of Rules. Don't worry. Tomorrow I'll beat a chicken to death. You have nothing to worry about. Federal Agent General. That's it. That's it. We're out of shit to talk about, guys. We're done. We're fucking done. Ooh, Paul News Central posted some of the concessions McCarthy had to make. Thank you. Less work for Lou. Thank you. Let's read some of these. As it's been reported, it will take only a single congressperson acting in what is known as a Jefferson motion to remove the speaker if he or she goes back on their word or policy agenda. A church-style committee will be convened to look into the weaponization of the FBI and other government organizations. Holy fuck, like that will ever happen. If that happens, that will never happen. That if that happens, a pig will fly. A pig will fucking fly when that happens. I will be very impressed if that happens, if that comes to pass. Term limits will be put up for a vote. Ooh, please. That will never pass, though. No, none of those people will forfeit their term limits. No. There should be, though. Term limits would be good. Bills presented in Congress will be single subject, not omnibus, with all the attendant earmarks, and there will be a 72-hour minimum period to read them. That's important, and if they stick to that, that would be very good. Omnibus bills are destroying this country. They're destroying it. The Texas border plan will be put before Congress. How could they vote no, really? How, after they've sent $100 billion to Ukraine, how could they vote no? No. How could they do it? Holy fuck, it would look bad. That'd be interesting. I eagerly await that vote. COVID mandates will be ended, as will all funding for them. Okay, and the normies will wake up to their vax hellscape that they have created. Okay, we can only hope. Budget bills would stop the endless increase of debt ceiling and hold Senate accountable for same. Okay, well, good luck with that. Whole bunch of wishy-washy, I hope so. We'll see what happens and what comes from it. Poll News Central, we will see. Thank you for your great coverage of the news, Poll News Central. Thank you for all your hard work, your daily hard work. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all my viewers for watching. Thank you for listening. Please like. Please hit that fucking like button. Please comment. Please subscribe. I love talking to you all. You have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
There's a reason why Gates and Green and a few of these other people are continuously being attacked by the legacy media. They're essentially doing what they did to Trump. They're trying to create such a wall of negative coverage that it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that these people fall by the wayside. In Gates' case, I find it very funny because it's another example of how liberals have forsaken the idea of innocent until proven guilty. And like evidence and all of that shit that they used to talk about all the time. Because there's no specific allegation that he involved in criminality at this moment. He's being probed, potentially, for prostitution and corruption. We have one allegation involving another person who I believe has already been convicted that Gates was involved with criminal wrongdoing. But we don't have any proof of that. And so he's being probed, but he's free to do what he wants to do. And by the way, the fact that he's still on tour, putting himself out there, knowing that he's going to get attacked by the media, is the opposite of what you might expect if he was guilty. I would not expect him to hold up the way that he does it and deliberately flaunt himself out there if he thought that he was going to get charged with anything. I do not believe the allegations against him. I've got no reason to. I've got no evidence of it. But that doesn't stop the Lincoln Project, which still occasionally pretends not to be a bunch of Democrats. They certainly think that he's going to jail for the rest of his life and his career is over. He will go. It's funny because they've been consistently wrong about every claim that somebody's going to get prosecuted. Giuliani gets raided. Supposedly he should be in a cell right now, right? Well, he still makes YouTube videos. Trump supposedly was going to be arrested like about 5 or 6 fucking times. Now they've got this criminal probe in New York with regards to, I don't know, money laundering or some shit. He's not going to face any time in jail. And number one, he's a former president. Number two, he no longer lives in New York. What are they going to do to him? They don't have jurisdiction over Florida. And he's got Rod DeSantis there batting for him, too. DeSantis, by the way, and Abbott to an extent, other Republicans that are part of this crowd. And then, like, Hawley and a few others, as opposed to, like, the Romneys, the Rubios, and the Liz Cheneys. The loser side of the party. The side of the party that makes the party still, in a partisan sense, completely unpalatable to me.